For a studio audience. It's your turn to cook tonight, Laverne.
I cooked last time, Cheryl.
Opening a can is not cooking.
Okay, okay. I'll make lasagna.
You cook, I shop.
That's fair. I'm sorry I interrupted your dinner. Yes, I just wanted to know how much oregano do I put in lasagna? For how much is not too much? What do you mean if I was married, I'd know? Thanks. Good night.
Hi, Laverne.
What took you so long? Where's the oregano?
Oregano? I forgot the oregano.
Cheryl, I sent you out for oregano. What'd you get?
A canary.
You couldn't remember oregano, so you got a canary?
Yes. He's the sweetest thing, Laverne. Wait till you see
don't
him.
Don't unpack him. I don't want to see him.
I know how you feel, Laverne, but I had to do it.
You didn't have to do it.
Yes, I did. I was on my way into the grocery store when this little old coal miner from Pittsburgh came up to me.
She talks to everybody in the streets.
And this is his canary, Duane.
You broke your promise, Cheryl. No more pets.
It's just a little canary, Laverne.
I got nothing against birds. I love birds. I love all animals. I would have a pet if it wasn't for you. Cheryl, you get emotionally attached, and then you get crazy. Now, take him back.
I can't take him back, Laverne. The coal miner told me I'm Duane's last chance. Duane has had a hard life.
I suppose he was a coal miner, too?
Yes. Yes, he was, as a matter of fact. In his own little way, of course. Every day, the men would go down into the mine and take Duane with them. If any gas at all leaked into the mines, the men would know immediately because Duane would drop dead.
And you thought bottle capping was a bad job.
Last week, Laverne, Duane passed the age of retirement. They were taking him to the taxidermist. He was going to end up on some lady's hat. So you see, I saved Duane's life.
This is the story the miner told you?
Yes, yes. I wouldn't make up anything like that.
This miner, he gave you the bird?
Yes, he gave me the bird. He just wanted him to have a good home.
What's in the sack, Cheryl?
Ah, accessories. 2 pounds of bird seed, little birdie mirror, little watering trough. Here's a little trough again.
How much did it cost, Cheryl?
$14. Little ball.
They were right. There's a Shirley Feeney born every minute.
Look in this box and tell me what you see. You want to know what I see when I look in here? I see nature in song. I see beauty in flight.
I see bird stuff on newspaper. Now.
I hadn't wanted to tell you this, Laverne, because I didn't want to upset you. Duane is a very sick bird. He has bronchitis.
Bronchitis.
He wheezes when he whistles. He needs constant love and attention. The next 48 hours will be crucial.
Cheryl, are you going to start taking off work like you did when you thought your pet hamster had a headache?
My pet hamster did have a headache.
He didn't have a headache, Cheryl.
Yes, he did have a headache, and this is an entirely different situation. I promise you, I will not get crazy about the bird. I promise, Laverne. Please, he's sick.
Bronchitis?
Yes.
How could I say no to bronchitis? All right. Now I gotta go out and get oregano.
Duane and I will stay here and stir the sauce.
Send her out for oregano, she comes back with a canary. If I send her out for paprika, she come back with a duck.
Just one thing, Duane. No matter what she says, don't listen. She's the one who gave my hamster the headache. Duane to sleep.
By tapping on a rock?
He misses the mine. I figured if I tap on this rock, he'll go to sleep.
Couldn't you do that in the living room, Cheryl?
It's freezing cold in the living room. He has bronchitis, Vernie. I'm gonna get you a cover.
Cheryl, don't we have double dates tomorrow night?
Yeah, so what?
You know what I look like when I don't get enough sleep. My eyes get all red and bloodshot and puffed up. I'm gonna have to put a ton of erase on. I'm gonna have sheet wrinkles all over my body. Cheryl, why are you doing this to me?
Laverne, I have a confession to make.
Oh.
I'm trying to do this to fulfill a promise I made to Bubbles.
Bubbles? Is that a stripper?
No, a fish.
You made a promise to a fish, Cheryl?
It wasn't my fish. It was my friend Nancy Toon's fish.
Oh, another story I have to listen to.
We were cleaning out Nancy's fish tank, and Bubbles flipped out onto the floor. I accidentally stepped on Bubbles, and Bubbles and I slid halfway across the room. It's not funny, Laverne. I made a vow right then. I took a life, and now I'm going to save a life. He's not moving. He's dead. Oh.
He was asleep. You woke him up again.
Poor baby. He misses the mines, you know.
Cheryl, I am going to sleep now. If you tap on that rock once more, I'm going to throw it at you. Good night.
You load 16 tons, but you get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I own Duane.
Oh, I let him out for a little exercise.
Oh. Wayne? Wayne, what would he do? The drawer. Look, Cheryl, we looked in the street. We looked in the snow. I climbed the tree. We looked in the building, and we looked in the house. Just face it, Cheryl, Dwayne is lost.
I can see that, Laverne. I'm lying here staring at an empty cage. I'm not home.
You are home. Now pull yourself together.
Laverne.
Who is it?
Me, Carmine. Hey, the big raccoon is here.
Hi, Carmine.
Hi. Look, I just dropped by to tell you there's going to be a little party at the Pizza Bowl later. Squiggy's throwing a real bash.
Squiggy? What's the occasion?
I let he join the Army.
Oh, yeah? When's he leaving?
Not that Army, the Reserve Army. Means you go every other weekend.
Oh, that's better than nothing.
Squiggy's laying out for the pizza and beer. Squiggy, come on, let's go dancing.
How can you talk of dancing at a time like this?
Oh, what's the matter, Angel Face?
Her bird flew away.
Oh, flew away, huh? Well, those things happen. Look, I'll tell you what, why don't you come to the party? It'll cheer you up a little, huh?
I don't want to go to no party.
She's being sad.
I notice.
Look, it'll be good for you. Look, it's not every day that Lenny Kosnowski throws a party.
Count me out. I don't want to go.
Come here, Carmine. Look, we got to do something to get her out of this depression. She'll mope around like this for months. It's the same way she acted when they took off Amos and Andy.
Yeah, that was sad. Look, I can't drag her to the party. What can I do?
Just tell Lenny to have his party here. Talk him into it. Maybe that'll cheer her up.
You got it. I'll be right back. I'll see you later, huh, Angel Face? Come on, smile, will you? Yeah, smile.
Good news, Cheryl. We're having a party. The whole gang's coming over. They're putting Amos and Andy back on.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye,
for your face. Cheryl, a whole gang of people are coming in here just to cheer you up. You're gonna bring them right down.
What? Me ruin a party? Me, Sunshine Shirley Feeney, ruin a party? I have a way of hiding my sorrow, Laverne. I can put a twinkle in these two eyes at the snap of a finger.
Don't overdo it. Here, Cheryl. I'll get it. Who is it?
The big raccoon. We're all here. Open up. Hey,
come on in.
Come on
in. Down there. Come on in.
Put on some music, Laverne. Carmine, let's dance.
You know, Cheryl, I'm really proud of you, the way you pulled yourself together.
Well, you know, Carmine, I'm really a fun person. Nothing can depress me once I put my mind to it.
Hello. Get that thing moving over there, all right? Okay, turn off the record player, Laverne. Shut up, ladies and gentlemen. Shut up, ladies and gentlemen. Shut up. All right. Now, our guest of honor has almost arrived. Now, when he comes in, I want you to all stand up straight and give him a big salute, because now he's Private Lenny Kosnowski, see? Speech, speech. Thank you, thank you. At ease and as you were. Say that a lot. Well, you know, I'm really not very good at making speeches, but... Well, I guess that's all I wanted to say. Congratulations!
Who who's your little friend, Lenny?
Hi, my name is Joanne, and that's my friend Dolores.
Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got heavy coat.
Hey, Shirley, we're all torn up about your bird.
Yeah, that's too bad. Hey, where's the pizza?
You know, it's my philosophy that life is sometimes very difficult, but one just has to make the best of it, right?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Dolores.
Oh, have a nice time, Dolores.
Twinkle, Cheryl.
Oh, yes. Hey, everybody. What do you say we dance?
Dumb window. You want me to catch ammonia?
No, don't close those windows. It's a sign. Don't you know what it means?
Yeah, we live in a cheap building.
No, it means that Dwayne is trying to come home.
Cheryl, everybody here is freezing. Close the windows, will you?
Make my apologies to our guests.
I'm sorry, everybody, but she's nuts.
Yeah? Well, I ain't nuts. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go back to the pizza bowl. Get our coats. What are you doing?
Yeah.
We're going outside where it's supposed to be cold.
Yeah, I gotta comb my hair with antifreeze.
When you come down from there, you're gonna freeze.
No, you go on with the others. You have fun.
You sure?
Yes.
Why is she doing this?
Sure, what do you expect me to do? Stand in a cold room and watch you sit on a radio?
No, you go have fun, too.
I will. Cheryl, I would really like to understand why you're doing this. Could you possibly explain it to me?
Well, some people believe in signs. I'm one of them. When the windows flew open, I took it as a sign that Dwayne was coming home.
That's impossible.
You don't think there's one chance in a million that he might be on his way home right now and these windows need to be open?
Okay, one chance in a million.
Then I gotta stay here, don't I?
No, those are rotten odds, Cheryl.
I don't care, Laverne. I'm sitting here until he comes home.
You are the most stubborn person I know. From now on, just do whatever you want to do. I'm going to the pizza bowl. Call me if Dwayne gets back. Tweet!
Hi, Angel Face. How you doing?
How was the party?
Oh, it was great. When I left, Lenny was camouflaging himself with anchovies. But I really didn't have a good time. I kept thinking of you. Are you okay?
I think I've lost the feeling in my index finger.
Well, look, it's been 4 hours. Maybe you should give up, huh?
No, he's coming back. I have faith.
Well, look, faith is not gonna keep you warm. Now, will you be reasonable? He's not coming back. Can you get that into your head? Look, I'll make you some coffee.
All right.
Carmine. Look. He's back.
Dwayne?
Poor little
thing. Is that Dwayne?
He's so cold. Yes.
He came back?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Oh.
A girl sits by a window, and a bird comes back. That's got to be a miracle. Cheryl, you're a snow saint. Don't you understand? It's a miracle! Ave Maria!
Calm down. You're frightening the bird.
I got a little excited. Don't you understand? Dwayne's back. Here.
Go in there.
Now, look, will you go inside and get those wet clothes off before you catch your death from pneumonia? Yeah. Come on, go ahead. I'll take care of the bird. So you're Dwayne, huh? Where you been, you little devil? Go for a little rendezvous, huh? Huh? Come on, talk to me, come on. What's the matter, cat got your tongue? Hey, Laverne! You missed it. Little Dwayne's back. I wouldn't have believed it if I had seen it with my own eyes. It was amazing.
It's not that amazing, Carmine.
What do you mean it's not amazing? You mean it wasn't a miracle?
It's not even Dwayne. I went to the store and I bought a canary. And I stood outside and threw it at the window. 4 times till it got in.
You didn't. You gonna tell Shirley?
Of course not. She'd go back to sitting on the radio. It's better this way. She's happy.
And all the time I thought it was a miracle. I was gonna get a statue for my dashboard.
Hey, Shirley, I heard what happened. Isn't it fantastic? Dwayne's back, and it's all because you had faith.
Yeah. Strangest thing, though, I remember Dwayne being a lot more yellow than this bird.
Oh, well, he's been through a lot. There's a blizzard outside. It would turn anyone a little whiter.
Yeah, and Dwayne's tail feathers, they didn't seem quite as long as these.
He's a growing bird, Cheryl.
Right. This isn't Dwayne. How'd you get him through the window, Laverne?
It wasn't easy. I had to toss him. When did you know?
It took me a minute.
And why didn't you say something to Carmine?
Oh, he was so excited about the miracle. He's probably out now buying a statue for his dashboard.
Yeah. So what are you going to do now? You going to go back on that radio?
No. The idea of you doing what you had to do for me made me think that maybe this time, just maybe, I went one step too far.
Hey, sure, you're just not the type to have pets, that's all.
Oh, sure I am. I just have to accept the fact that along with the happy times, there'll be sad times.
You know, I kind of like this bird. We spent a lot of time together outside. And if Dwayne does come back, he'll have a little friend. You think that's an omen from Dwayne?
No, I think it's a cheap building.
That's my shoe.
Oh, he stopped chirping.
Well, get him off the Ferris wheel. I think he's getting nauseous.
Who is it?
It's me!
It's me. It's my father. What are you doing around here? Oh, I know. You were up to see Mrs. Lederhaus on the second floor again, right?
So what if I did? Maybe she doesn't vote your do-do, but her TV gets good reception.
I think it's sweet.
So do I. I think it's sweet, too. Well, I gotta go now. She's warming up a TV set.
Where you got there, Pop?
Oh, here's a bird. Mrs. Lederhaus says it's Shirley's.
Dwayne? Mrs. Lederhaus found Dwayne?
Yeah, it flew right into the door, landed right on the couch. She almost sat on him, would have killed him. And she's, you know, cute, a little heavy, a little... She's fat.
Now we each have a bird. Dwayne and Eddie.
Eddie. I got a bird. Well, I'll talk to him. Give him a little sunflower seeds.
Why don't you give him a little water?
I'll give him water.
Now, fellas, no matter what she says, the three of us know it was a miracle.